So to anyone who has ever lost a job or lost a loved one, to anyone who has experienced pain, sorrow, trials and tribulations, frustration and fear, for anyone who has ever felt hopeless or faithless, for anyone who has ever experienced a bad day when everything continues to get worse and it looks as if things couldn't get any better, I would tell you to hold on to hope, focus on faith, and don't give up. Don't give up your hope. Keep believing. Sometimes believing, when we feel as if there is nothing left to believe, pushes us, it improves us, it strengthens us. We are stepping forward, not blindly. Welcome to Music, Motivation, and More, the Positivity Podcast. I am your host, Gerald Simon. I am the founder of Music Motivation and the creator of the Cool Song Series and the Essential Piano Exercise Course. And I'm excited to have you listen to the show today. Today's podcast is titled, Strive to Increase Your Spirituality. Now, with spirituality, you do not necessarily need to believe in God or religion. I do, and I'm very grateful for my belief in God. And I'm grateful for religion, all religions. But we can still strive to increase our spirituality by getting more in touch and more in tune with our inner being, if you want to think of it that way. Whether or not you believe in God, you might believe in a higher power. You might believe in karma. You might believe in laws of nature. You might believe in, of course, the laws of physics, but the laws of order. There is structure. There is a foundation. There is a higher power. Some refer to it as fate or destiny. I do believe in God. And so in today's podcast, I will speak about my belief in my Father in heaven and my Savior Jesus Christ. You do not need to believe in God to increase your spirituality. You do not need to be affiliated with any organized religion. But as we strive to increase our own spirituality, there is a heightened awareness of our interaction with others, connecting, whether you believe in a higher power or Mother Nature. If we will increase our spirituality, if we will strive to be more connected to those around us, to the earth, to trees, to everything, we will experience and enjoy each day in a way we never could or would before. You see, it's about being physically fit, but also being spiritually strong. What are some things we can do to increase our spirituality? How can we be more connected to each other, to the earth? How can we improve and shift our focus from things of this earthly existence, material things, to a higher, more elevated plane? I'd like to talk about that today. For the positive perceptions portion of this podcast, I would like to read from my book, Perceptions, Parables, and Pointers, on page 29. This is what it says. Continually strive to increase your spirituality. The more you do to learn about God, divinity, Mother Nature, the universe, or whatever your belief, will help you become a better person. I believe in God, so I will refer to God. Always give thanks to God. Know that life has a purpose and a plan. Whatever struggles or problems you have faced, are currently enduring, or will encounter in the future, will not have been in vain. Find beauty in the world. There is beauty all around us if we will look for it and learn to appreciate it. Look to God and praise His name in your moments of triumph and success, as well as during your difficulties, trials, and when you're in your own personal pit of despair. The depths to which we fall can, if we learn from them, prepare us for the heights to which we may ascend. Everything happens for a reason. We may not understand the beginning from the end, but we can appreciate divinity, our limited understanding, or complete lack thereof, and knowledge that we don't have all the answers can help us be humble, have more faith, and increase spirituality. For the Motivation in a Minute portion of this podcast, I would like to read a quote by Benjamin Franklin. This is on page 177 from my book, Perceptions, Parables, and Pointers. This is what it says. The longer I live, the more convinced I become that God governs in the affairs of men. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine we no longer need his assistance? Those are the words of Benjamin Franklin. Whether or not you believe in God, you can believe in a higher power within yourself, a divinity, if you would like to think of it like that. Think of it as the peace, the humility, the tenderness, the gentleness. Think of the good that exists within everyone. For the Music Within portion of this podcast, I would like to have us listen to Come Follow Me. This is an arrangement of a well-known hymn from my album, Hymns of the Heart. I'd love to have you listen to this. Thank you. For the poetry that motivates portion of this podcast, I would like to read a poem I wrote titled Fortress of Faith. This is from my book, The As If Principle, Motivational Poetry. Fortress of Faith. A fortress of faith is built by time as months and years go by. The seedlings sprout, hope's blossoms bloom, and the fortress extends to the sky. Our fortress of faith is our fortitude. We are strengthened as each day goes by. But our faith is often tested, and often we wonder why. When our health fails or we lose a job, and our faith and patience is tried, our fortress of faith keeps us fortified. It is what keeps us going inside. Create a fortress of faith. We all need to have a fortress of faith. Whether or not we believe in God or a higher power, we need to have faith. Faith in ourselves, faith in humanity. We need to have faith in the future, faith in today, faith in tomorrow. We need to have faith in our children. We need to have faith in our ability to create, to inspire, to motivate. We need to have faith in our thoughts, in our ideas, in our words. We need to have faith in the world. Part of that faith comes as we demonstrate and exercise our faith in each other. We need to have faith in our strengths and also faith in our weaknesses. We need to have faith in what we have accomplished, in what we have learned, but we need to have faith in what we have not accomplished, in what we have not learned. We need to have faith in our past, faith in our present, and faith for our future. As we increase our faith, hope increases. As hope increases, we begin to improve what we do, what we say, what we think, because humanity hungers for hope. But the more faith we have, the more we begin to look forward in faith. We begin to actively work to accomplish what we have faith and hope will happen. We must instill within ourselves, our children, our family and friends, a certain amount of faith, and that faith will fortify us. Think of it as the poem, Fortress of Faith. A fortress of faith is built by time as months and years go by. This is not an overnight thing. It does not happen quickly. Often it takes a lifetime. The seedlings sprout, hope's blossoms bloom, and the fortress extends to the sky. We need to have more faith. See, that fortress of faith we build for ourselves, but we build for our family and friends, and they build their fortress of faith for us. We work together. We cannot have hope if we feel hopeless. We cannot exercise faith if we are faithless. So we need to have that combined faith and hope. And as we exercise our faith, it will increase the faith of our family and friends. And likewise, when they have faith, it will strengthen our lack of faith. We need each other. We need to hope for the good of humanity. And so if anyone has ever done anything or said anything to you that has in any way, shape, or form diminished your hope or your faith, I would encourage you, do whatever you can to fortify your faith. Do not be faithless. Do not feel hopeless. There is a strength in numbers, and we can strengthen each other. When I am feeling weak, when I am feeling faithless or hopeless, I can turn to others. And though I may be low, though I may be feeling weak, others can strengthen me. They can support me. They can help me. They can lift me up when I have fallen. And when we see others who are feeling weak and tired, when they are feeling hopeless or faithless, we can share some of our faith with them. We can give them hope. Even if they are feeling hopeless because of the world, the situation, because of the media, the news, unfortunately, death and destruction is what sells. Things that are grim, things that are dim, and dreary. Unfortunately, all the negativity in the world is hyped up. And if we focus on that negativity, then we start to feel negative. If instead we focus on positivity, we will start to have a more positive outlook. If we focus on faith instead of fear, we will be filled with more faith. If we focus more on hope instead of hopelessness, we will have more hope. If we look for the good instead of dwelling on the dark, instead of believing all of the bad. And there is a lot of bad out there. We can't ignore it. We can't try to talk ourselves out of believing that it doesn't exist, because there is good and bad in everything. We know it exists, but do we really want to focus on the negative? Do we really want to believe that the bad things out there in some way will outnumber or outdo all of the good that exists? I personally would rather focus on the good, that I may focus my faith on what will bring me true happiness. It is in helping others, serving, sacrificing. It is in putting the needs of someone else first, before my own. It is in looking at the faithful outlook, the hope-filled hearts of children, seeing their positivity, their optimism, their smiles, letting that rub off on me a little so that I can be a better individual. I can help more. I can heal broken hearts, that hopefully I can be there to help others as they are trying to heal broken hearts. We are not alone. We can have faith, even if we feel faithless. We can have hope, even when we are hopeless. We can be positive, even when we are surrounded by so much negativity. And as we do so, we will build, strengthen, and fortify our own personal fortress of faith. Let me reread this poem to you again. Fortress of Faith. A fortress of faith is built by time. As months and years go by, the seedlings sprout, hope's blossoms bloom, and the fortress extends to the sky. Our fortress of faith is our fortitude. We are strengthened as each day goes by. But our faith is often tested, and often we wonder why. When our health fails, or we lose a job, and our faith and patience is tried, our fortress of faith keeps us fortified. It is what keeps us going inside. So to anyone who has ever lost a job or lost a loved one, to anyone who has experienced pain, sorrow, trials and tribulations, frustration and fear, for anyone who has ever felt hopeless or faithless, for anyone who has ever experienced a bad day when everything continues to get worse and it looks as if things couldn't get any better, I would tell you to hold on to hope, focus on faith, and don't give up. Don't give up your hope. Keep believing. Sometimes believing, when we feel as if there is nothing left to believe, pushes us. It improves us. It strengthens us. We are stepping forward, not blindly. We are putting one foot in front of the other. And it strengthens us. It helps us. And as we do so, we become better day by day. So thank you for listening. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Strive to increase your faith and your hope. It's not easy. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not even something that will happen in an hour or a day. Sometimes not even in a week or a month or a year. It's a lifelong process. Keep on hoping. Continue to do your best. That is all we can do. We don't compare our best with someone else's best, but we strive to improve day by day, hour by hour. Sometimes all we can do is minute by minute, putting one footstep in front of another as we go throughout our day. So have a great rest of your week. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day. Make your dreams come true starting today. So smile all the while. Be happy. Be positive. Do your best today. and continually strive to be better each and every day, that we may be better today than we were yesterday, and that tomorrow we will be better than we were today. Hope you guys have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening. Bye. Subscribe to Music, Motivation, and More, the Positivity Podcast, to receive updates of each new weekly podcast produced and released by Gerald Simon. A new podcast is recorded and released on Mondays. Listen on any podcast platform of your preference. But I'd love to have you listen to my music as well. You can listen to my music and find my artist name, Gerald Simon, J-E-R-A-L-D-S-I-M-O-N. You can listen on Spotify, on Pandora, Apple Music, Amazon, all the different streaming platforms. I would love to have you check out my YouTube channel. It is youtube.com/Gerald Simon. J-E-R-A-L-D-S-I-M-O-N. I have Motivation in a Minute and Poetry That Motivates videos that I have produced, in addition to my own music videos and music educational instructional tutorials that I've created to help teach music the fun way. I'd love to have you check it out. I'd love to connect with you on social media. You can connect with me on any social media platform. You can go to facebook.com/Gerald Simon. I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the different social pages, at Gerald Simon, J-E-R-A-L-D-S-I-M-O-N. But I'd love to have you check out my music. Let me know what you think. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys have a great day.